Chapter 17, Stakeholder Collaboration. People on feature teams dread the topic of stakeholders, especially product managers and product designers. They view these people as at worst dictatorial and at best obstacles to deal with. This is yet another very clear example of the difference between feature teams and empowered product teams. In companies with the feature team model, those features are usually coming from stakeholders. So the stakeholders view themselves as the client, and they view the product teams as the hired IT resource. It's another way of saying that the purpose of a feature team is to serve the business. Yet, in an empowered product team, the purpose of the product team is to serve the customers in ways customers love, yet work for the business. So, in an empowered product team, while we still can't ignore the business, it is a very different relationship. Our job is to find a solution that works for customers and for the various parts of the business. While it's true that the majority of the actual collaboration for a product team is happening between the product manager, designer, and engineers, a healthy relationship with stakeholders is based on true collaboration as well. The product manager is not there to gather requirements from stakeholders, but the product manager is also not there to dictate solutions to stakeholders. Rather, the strong product manager understands that each stakeholder is responsible for some key aspect of the business, and they are a key partner in helping to come up with a solution that works. A common and clear example of this is that often what we are trying to do has legal implications, maybe around privacy or regulatory compliance. The legal stakeholder is your partner in understanding these constraints and helping to evaluate the suitability of various approaches. Again, a constructive, collaborative relationship with stakeholders is predicated on the product manager having done her homework so she can be that effective partner with the stakeholder and not just some form of facilitator or project manager. Everything I said earlier is doubly important when we're talking about collaborating with company executives. In general, the more senior in the organization, the more the executives care about everything: customers, brand, revenue, compliance, and the more important it is for the product manager to have done her homework. Collaborating with stakeholders and executives involves listening carefully to try to understand the constraints and thinking hard about solutions that would work for our customers and our business. Good product work is never easy, but it is much more enjoyable when you have a strong, collaborative relationship with your key stakeholders. This begins by the manager coaching her product people on the role of each stakeholder and why they are there, what they are concerned about and why, and what they need to succeed at their jobs. Sidebar: building the foundation for trust. Modern product work is all about relationships. This is particularly true for product managers. Even if you leave out external parties like vendors, analysts, press, and customers, the list of internal people a PM must work with is still very large. It ranges from product team collaborators, engineers, designers, data analysts, user researchers, other product managers, etc., to all manner of executives and stakeholders, sales, marketing, legal, risk, founders, business leads, etc. In modern product organizations, a PM's effectiveness depends on her ability to effectively navigate a range of personalities. She needs to understand the multiple agendas of others while simultaneously advancing her own. PMs sometimes need coaching to realize that trust is most easily built if you do it before you need it. This requires deliberate effort. Try this exercise. Have the PM write down the list of people with whom she regularly collaborates. Add to the list any stakeholders whose input she regularly needs. Next, circle the 3 to 5 names that are most important to her having a successful outcome in her work. Finally, circle the names of the 1 or 2 people she most dreads having to deal with. Congratulations, you've identified the list of relationships in which this PM needs to invest. So how does she do this? Have her start by simply getting to know these people one-on-one. If she can meet face-to-face for a coffee or lunch, do that. If not, schedule a video call. Encourage her to get to know their interests outside of work, and if it's comfortable, to share her own. This is a time to be genuine. It's about creating a foundation for trust. Not everyone will be comfortable with this, so don't force it. But remind her that putting in a little effort can go a long way towards establishing trust. For those people who are particularly important to her job, she may consider having a regular chat, perhaps every 1 to 2 weeks. This shouldn't include a work agenda. Instead, she should use the time to build rapport and trust. Of course, this is much harder when the people she works with are in different cities or countries. In those cases, she can invest in trust by having extra time on calls dedicated to non-work topics. With mutual trust, interactions go more smoothly. It's easier to disagree professionally without either party taking it personally. Everyone's job becomes more enjoyable when they're working with people they care about.